This is Tall Tales Time, legends of long ago, stories from the day before yesterday. Settle back in your chair and listen as we spin for you Tall Tales. Tonight, the concluding events in the dramatic story of Pauline Cushman, the woman they almost hanged. The time, the tense and dangerous years of the Civil War. The place, Middle Tennessee, a battlefield held partly by Confederates, partly by Union forces. In this war-torn country came Pauline Cushman, a dark-eyed beauty from New Orleans, a singer, an actress, and a spy. In Nashville, a captive city held by federal troops, the clicking of a telegrapher's key relayed the news of her arrival. The message was addressed to William Truesdale, Chief of Police of the Army of the Cumberland.
Pauline Cushman, eh? A beauty, the provost marshal at Louisville says. And adept at picking up information. Well, Miss Cushman is going across the rebel lines for me and risk a hanging for it.
Slack your rope, hangs a man. Oh, slack it for a while. I think I see my father coming, riding many a mile. Oh, father, have you brought me gold? Or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging on the gallows tree?
Return in 6 months. And those are my plans for you, Miss Cushman. Are you agreeable?
Good heavens, sir. The guns of all the Confederacy will be leveled at my head.
There is danger, to be sure. But you are a resourceful and clever woman and an actress. You can simulate emotions, and you are already widely known as an ardent, even reckless Confederate sympathizer.
Oh, yes. The toast I drank to the South on the stage.
The rebel headquarters is at Shelbyville. That will be your objective. Columbia is a Confederate outpost. Visit it on your way.
I think I could do it.
A mysterious woman clad in black, hunting for her brother, a Confederate major. A beautiful woman on an errand of sentiment. You can play that part.
I will. Yes, I will do it, Mr. Truesdale.
Good. I'll set the machinery into motion at once.
A list of persons evicted from Nashville as Southern sympathizers was posted. On it was the name Pauline Cushman. The order was signed by William Truesdale, Chief of Police, Army of the Cumberland. In secret, however, he was giving the dark, flashing-eyed actress her final instructions.
And keep your eyes open wherever you travel. As a beautiful woman looking for a missing brother, you'll find plenty of men eager to talk with you. You shouldn't have any trouble being asked for a ride in the moonlight by some Johnny Reb.
I'll serenade him in the moonlight, Mr. Truesdale. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a vapor on the soft summer air.
Well, that's very beautiful, Miss Cushman, but this is not a stage performance. This is very real and very serious.
Never fear, Mr. Truesdale. I'll give my very best performance on this mission.
I hope so. But where a woman is concerned, I only expect the unexpected. Good luck, Pauline Cushman. You'll need it.
So Pauline Cushman set out on her perilous journey, a beautiful renegade riding into the camps of the Confederacy. The guide stole an awed glance at the graceful, black-clad woman riding beside him. Then he asked, "You really got a brother in the Confederate Army? Is that really why you're going to Columbia and General Bragg's headquarters at Shelbyville?" Pauline stiffened. She grew cautious. Trust no one, William Truesdale had told her. Trust only yourself. And so she rehearsed a glib lie on the guide.
"He's a major. I haven't seen my brother in many, many years. An actress goes wherever there are audiences who want to see her perform, you know. And I've had to live out of a trunk."
The officers of the Confederate outpost at Columbia listened to the same words with great sympathy.
"My brother is Major Cushman. I haven't seen him in many, many years, Captain. Perhaps you know me, Pauline Cushman?"
Did they know her? Of course they did. And many of the young officers in gray had seen her on the stage. "Sing us a song," they urged. It was dusk. The campfires leaped high. Pauline Cushman, who could never resist an audience, obliged with a song.
The sun shines bright in the Alcantara home. This summer, the darkies are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times comes on knocking at the door. Then my old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the
Pauline Cushman's conquest of the Confederate camps was too easy. At Shelbyville, she brazenly stole some plans from the desk of a young officer of engineers while he was in another room writing a letter introducing her to General Braxton Bragg. She hid the plans in one of her riding boots.
There. They'll never be noticed in my boot.
Here's your letter of introduction, ma'am. It was the young engineer. Pauline, startled, added another lie to the many she had already told.
Thank you. Thank you, Lieutenant. I was just looking at my riding boots. They're worn quite through. I'll never be able to continue my search for Brother Robert until they're repaired.
It was a trifling excuse, but used by a pretty woman, it served, and she slipped away, bound for Nashville.
La 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 la. It's been so easy, and Mr. Truesdale was so terribly ominous about all the dangers. Poof. He's going to have the surprise of his life when I pull those plans out of my boot.
She was wrong. The Confederates at Shelbyville had become suspicious of her, and the absence of the engineer's plans had been discovered. Two Confederate scouts were following Pauline Cushman and gaining on her. The peril foreseen by William Truesdale was at hand. Pauline had lost the game without even knowing it was being contested. One of the scouts asked her...
Are you Pauline Cushman?
Yes, but, gentlemen, I don't need an escort.
You're under arrest, ma'am. We're taking you to General Morgan.
The woman on horseback turned white. She was too frightened to speak. But in her vivid imagination, she saw a piece of rope knotted into a loop.
Slack your rope, hangs a man. Oh, slack it for a while. I think I see my mother coming, riding many a mile. Oh, mother, have you brought me gold, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging on the gallows tree?
The news of Pauline Cushman's arrest quickly reached Nashville. A courier knocked on the door of the office of William Truesdale, chief of police of the occupation forces at Nashville.
Come in.
Truesdale looked up from his paper-strewn desk. His eyes were sharp and hard. The courier hesitated.
Shut the door. All right, speak up.
They've got her.
Huh? Who? Don't talk in riddles.
Pauline Cushman. She's in Morgan's encampment now, and is soon to be sent to General Bragg at Shelbyville. They'll hang her, sure.
I knew it. Tarnation, that woman wasn't smart enough to be afraid. Has she talked?
She didn't need to. They found some plans in her riding boot. That was enough.
Oh, good Lord.
A wild storm blackened the skies above General Bragg's encampment. Lightning split the clouds and rain lashed the tents. Pauline Cushman's guards left her briefly to secure the flimsy roof over her head. Quick as a cat, she seized the opportunity to escape. But her flight was a short one. The soldiers found her, drenched to the skin, stumbling in the mud, and cowering at every burst of thunder. They took the frightened woman into custody again.
What will you do with me? Are you going to shoot me or hang me? Oh, have pity. I'm only a silly fool. I'm not really a spy.
The presiding officer gaveled for silence. Then he asked the members of the court-martial for their verdict. They answered solemnly that Pauline Cushman was guilty and should be hanged as a spy.
Oh, no! No! Oh, how could they? How could they?
She was led back to her prison cell, a stout one this time, with barred windows. Within the week, through those windows, she heard the boom of artillery and the rattle of rifle fire. It was the Union artillery that rattled the windows. General William Rosecrans had launched an offensive against the Confederates at Shelbyville. A key turned in the lock to her cell. The iron grating opened wide. Pauline Cushman heard a voice say, "You're free, ma'am. The Federal troops have taken Shelbyville. The Confederates have been forced out of the town." The disheveled woman stared, unbelieving, and she all but screamed.
Slack your rope, hangs a man. Oh, slack it for a while. I think I see my true love coming, riding many a mile. Oh, true love, have you brought me gold? Have you paid me?
So ended the career of Pauline Cushman as a spy, the woman they almost hanged at Shelbyville, Tennessee. For a decade afterwards, she toured the North, billing herself as Pauline Cushman, Major of Cavalry. The rank was honorary, conferred on her by General Rosecrans after her rescue from a prison cell. But Northern audiences tired of hearing her talk about her adventures as a spy. They wanted to forget the war. And Pauline drifted west, appearing in honky-tonk theaters and carnivals. Even the carnival audiences dwindled. Her gypsy beauty long since faded, her black hair turned gray, Pauline Cushman scrubbed floors for a living. On a December day in San Francisco, in the year 1893, she made her final escape, this time from life itself.
Oh, true love, have you brought me gold, or have you paid my fee?
You've been listening to Tall Tales, a retelling of famous Tennessee legends. Tonight you heard the final events in the life of Pauline Cushman, the stage beauty who turned spy in war-torn Tennessee. In cooperation with the Tennessee State Library, Tall Tales is making available to its listeners a reproduction of an old Indian map, the oldest map of Tennessee in existence. Printed on parchment-like paper suitable for framing, this Tall Tales map will be of interest to young and old alike. For your copy, send only your name and address to Tall Tales, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. There is no charge whatever. Send your name and address to Tall Tales, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee, and receive your copy of this old Indian map of Tennessee, the oldest one in existence. That address again, Tall Tales, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. Tall Tales is written by Bill Woolsey and comes to you every Tuesday evening at this same time. In the cast tonight were Sylvia Stallman as Pauline Cushman, Don Moore as William Truesdale, and John Murray as the storyteller. The ballad singer was George Grice. Tall Tales, produced by Marjorie Cooney, is a presentation of the Department of Special Program Services and comes to you from WSM, the broadcasting service of the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville.